This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leone McDonald & Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Nick Robbins and Heather Burnell. We're talking about White Mountain Waldorf School. They're having their 18th annual silent and live charity auction. It's going to be next Friday, the 12th, from 6:30 till 9 in the evening at Tin Mountain Conservation Center. That's 1245 Bald Hill Road in Albany. And for more information anytime, you can call 603-447-3160. Or go to whitemountainwaldorf.org. Nick and Heather, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Tony. Thank you.
And I'm really excited about this event because it's going to be free to attend. You just got to make sure you get your tickets. So you do have to still call ahead, but it is free to attend.
That's a great point. So yeah, we do ask that you reserve ahead of time just so we have a sense of how many folks are coming. But we're going to have some really great refreshments and food. It's going to be a great time.
Yes, I can't wait to have everybody up there. We've had lots of people calling and reserving tickets, so it is just a little over 10 days away. And please call today, or you can also email me, Heather, at hburnell@whitemountainwaldorf.org, and just let me know if you'd like to come and how many tickets to reserve.
That's hburnell, B-U-R-N-E-L-L, at whitemountainwaldorf.org for that email address. Again, it's the 18th annual silent and live charity auction next Friday, 6:30 till 9 in the evening at Tin Mountain Conservation Center. The tickets themselves are free, but you got to make sure you reserve yours because room is running out, and we have a lot of items to bid on and get into. So I'm going to let you get right into some of these really cool items that you have to auction off.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys, there's a private boat ride on Winnipesaukee. Camp Cody has a session
They have three sessions.
Three sessions. That's awesome. Camp Cody's a great camp on Lake Ospie for boys and girls ages, 8 to 15, two-week session.
Yep.
You get those at a really great discount. I know the MSRP on those is like almost $4,000.
Yes.
Like
it's, very, very good deal. Right. Very generous of Camp Cody to donate that to us.
Which is great.
I'm just impressed that Nick threw out MSRP. I mean, that's
I don't know
something
if that's the right term for summer camp, but, you know, it sounds like it fits.
It makes it sound so much professional, you
but
know.
But it'd be a great way to get your kid at camp. And, I mean, I really am fired up about the silent auction stuff, too. Like, the Chamber of Commerce has donated a bunch of stuff.
Acres of Wildlife has donated 5 family campsites.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Yes, it's great. Yeah. Salt Pump Climbing Company, 2 separate climbing class gift certificates.
Yeah.
Knockerball has a $250 value party package that they've donated for us. Thank you, Knockerball. Jim Harrison at Flatbread Company he's so awesome. He's donated pizza for a year. Pizza for a year at Flatbread. That always gets completely overbid on, and people are usually in a knockdown, drag-out fight bidding for the flatbread pizza.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I imagine, because that is amazing pizza, obviously oven-baked, and then on top of that, the ingredients that they choose is just,
So good.
And I got to say, Knockerball, something that a lot of people don't realize is in the area, but Knockerball, I've gone with friends to that, and that is actually super fun, super exciting, so I highly recommend that.
And that's over in Conway, right?
It is. Yeah. It's in Conway Village, and they did a fundraiser for us earlier in the year. Where proceeds for the day went back to the White Mountain Waldorf School. So they've been really kind to us, and the kids had a blast when they went there.
For those who don't know, it's essentially you're in a giant plastic bubble and you get to play soccer with each other and charge each other full-fledged because you're in this giant bubble. And then on top of that, they also have archery tag there, and it's just a very fun place to go and visit. If you're just tuning in, it's the 18th annual silent and live charity auction. It's going to be next Friday, 6:30 till 9 at the Tin Mountain Conservation Center. That's 1245 Bald Hill Road in Albany. Tickets are free, but you got to register beforehand so they don't run out of space. There's going to be numerous live and silent auctions items to bid on, and you can get more information anytime by calling 603-447-3168. That's 447-3168. Going to whitemountainwaldorf.org or emailing Heather at hburnell, B-U-R-N-E-L-L, at whitemountainwaldorf.org. Now, this is actually a really exciting auction because it's a century of Waldorf education that we will also be celebrating during this auction.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, Toadie. So you know, the White Mountain Waldorf School is, what, 33 years old in the Valley, but Waldorf education, its educational model, is 100 years old this year. Or in 2020, and we're really celebrating this educational philosophy and approach, which hopes to educate the whole child, you know, mind, body, and spirit. So it's a way of really inspiring a love of learning and getting the kids excited about going to school and learning that Waldorf is all about. So that's what we're
yes,
promoting right now.
100 years of Waldorf education is the theme of this year's auction. So during the live auction portion, a few teachers and parents will be getting up talking about not only our school, but worldwide Waldorf education celebrating 100 years. We also have some college-aged alumni coming back to talk about their experiences and how it prepared them for the world that they're facing today. So we're really excited to have them back, and they're very passionate to come back and talk about how their education at White Mountain Waldorf School has shaped them for the future.
And think about that. How many of us are willing to go back to our early school education and give a talk about how passionate we are about that type of education? So I feel like that says a lot about Waldorf.
Anytime I connect with the alumni, they get right back to me and say, how can I help? As a matter of fact, one of our sponsors this year is Cheese Louise Food Truck. Bryce Harrison and James Goodrow are alumni students at our school, and they created that food truck business last summer.
You may have seen it. It's been all around town.
Oh, it's yeah. Have you had the grilled cheese, Tony?
I have not.
Oh, you need to go and see them.
Made grilled cheese sandwiches from a food truck that's custom built.
Wow.
It's got an oven in it. Yeah, it's really cool.
That sounds really cool. Yeah.
They'll be back to the Valley working hard. They've already been booking gigs. They'll be at the Storyland Food Truck Weekend. And they actually contacted me when they knew the auction was coming up, and they asked if they could be the first sponsor sheet for
students,
our event.
Students. Graduates.
Graduates.
Giving back.
And I mean, amazing.
So the exciting thing about this event, too, is, I mean, there's some great stuff to bid on. There's some really, really awesome, both silent and live auction items. And all of it is to help promote and, fund, frankly, this school, right? Because this school is an asset to the Valley. It's such a gem. And come out and help.
And we're just about out of time, but I do want to highlight, if you want to check out the White Mountain School yourself, there are weekly Tuesday tours where you'll be able to walk through the grades and see what it's all about. And that is with Heather.
Yes.
And so you could check out those weekly Tuesday tours. All you have to do is reach out to her. You can call 603-447-3168, or you can also email H. Burnell, that's B-U-R-N-E-L-L, at whitemountainwaldorf.org. Also, the tickets for this 18th annual silent and live charity auction are free, but you got to reserve yours to make sure that there's enough space. That's happening next Friday, the 12th, 6:30 to 9 in the evening at Tin Mountain Conservation Center. And you can find more information at whitemountainwaldorf.org. Nick and Heather, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our sponsors, Northeast Credit Union, Amerigas, HEB Engineers, Camp Mowgli, Cheese Louise, Bryant Sheet Metal, Sacopee Midwives, NAHGA Claim Services, Kathleen Sweeney, CPA, and alumni parent Jason Sanderson for helping us put this event on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.